Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
There's a local grassroots organization in Humboldt County that some KINS listeners may or may not know about. Since it is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we wanted you to know about a wonderful local resource. That organization is the Breast and GYN Health Project. We just changed our name. We used to be called the Humboldt Community Breast Health Project. Located in Arcata, the Breast and GYN Health Project has been helping people facing breast and gynecologic cancers for over 17 years. Because cancer is a life-threatening illness, people sometimes feel afraid, confused, overwhelmed, and alone. Volunteers and staff at the project have survived breast or gynecologic cancer or taken care of loved ones with cancer. The people at the Breast and GYN Health Project understand. You are not alone, and there may be resources to help make the cancer experience more manageable for you and someone you love. All the support services at the Breast and GYN Health Project are free of charge. It's easy to connect with us. People can call or come by during our drop-in hours. We have a new site in Fortuna. That site has a lending library, support group, and volunteers who are available to listen and help people facing cancer find support and information they might need. The main office in Arcata is conveniently located right next to the Arcata Co-op. When people call or drop in, they are greeted by our warm line volunteers. The volunteers are available to help. Often people contact us before they are diagnosed with breast or gynecologic cancer. That period of not knowing what to do or not knowing whether you might actually have cancer can be one of the scariest times people face. Our warm line volunteers are available to listen and help you understand what might be going on. People find they are less afraid and are able to be more prepared to work with their healthcare providers after connecting with us. Once a person is diagnosed with breast or gynecologic cancer, people find lots of useful resources at the project. In addition to the compassionate understanding, people can find useful information in our lending library. We have books on nutrition, cooking, stress reduction, as well as specific information to help people be as healthy as possible during cancer treatment. The Breast and GYN Health Project has several support groups for people with these types of cancers. They are not counseling sessions. They are a safe place for people to talk about their cancer experience. Support group participants find the compassionate listening, shared laughter, and helpful hints valuable. Because the Breast and GYN Health Project specializes in helping people with these kinds of cancers, we are a great local resource. We are sharing this information to help let people know we are available to provide information, support, assistance, and hope. People can find our information on our website or by calling 707-825-8345. This is Rose Gail-Zolick, Executive Director of the Breast and GYN Health Project, for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.